It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Yesterday something happened that changed me and my ability to trust, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was a lovely night last night. Golden Hour is back.
Ah.
Back in a big way.
Just nude on the porch there.
No.
With a vino.
Mm-mm. No, not really. A nude inside. Not on the porch, just with the windows open.
Okay.
Got to keep the neighbours guessing, you know?
Got to get that fresh air circulating.
That's it. And it was a night for a bit of a barbecue.
Oh.
So, well, you know, Jimmy's the type of guy, when you've got a steak, why not cook it outside?
Nude snag on the barbie.
Yeah. You got to prick holes in it first.
Well, I don't know if you do.
No, you do when it comes to snags.
Okay, sure.
But this was steak,
right?
So you just let it sizzle.
So grade A quality beef.
Yeah, just let it sizzle. Got to marinate it first.
Got to savour it too.
That's it, spicy or salty, whatever way you want to go about it. Anyway, so that was cooking, okay?
Yeah, right, sounds like it.
And I had previously chopped up the vegetables, roast veggies and steak.
Oh,
I mean, mind-boggling. Get around that.
Didn't do a salad
dinner
with roast veggies.
Yeah, no, I asked. Yeah. Oh, but I did blanch some broccoli from our garden. So I thought we had brock and then we had roasted veggies because roasted brock is just toilet.
Yeah. Okay.
And steak on the side. Okay. So I'm waiting for the veggies. Jimmy's cooking the meat.
Yeah.
And inside, I'm like, you know what? I can't wait. Sometimes you can't wait.
Yeah.
And I wanted some slices of cheese. I'm the type of person that gets out the block. I'll just cut a couple of slices.
Yeah.
Sit down on the couch, have a bit of a yum, yum, yum. Right? So there was a knife on the bench. And I was like, oh, well, fine. I mean, it's been used, but obviously it's not been used for something, you know, icky or whatever. Because it's still on the bench. Like on the kitchen bench. Not in the sink. It's been on the bench.
Mm.
So I used the knife, sat down, had some cheese, just enjoyed myself, relaxed into dinner time.
Yeah.
Jimmy comes inside.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you wash that knife before you used it? And I just looked up and I'm like, no, why? And in my head I'm like, oh God. I'm like, what happened? And he's like, oh, I cut up Wombie's medication with it.
Amazing. Amazing. I thought you were going to say the steak and I was going to say, oh, that's fine.
No. Wombie's on medication.
Yeah.
Prednisolone or something for like itchy skin at the moment.
Okay.
And so Jimmy had cut up his medication.
Yeah, with a knife and just left it.
And then not put the knife in the sink. I mean, who's at fault? Is it me for trusting a knife that is left on the kitchen bench?
Or is
it him for not moving the knife into the sink area?
Can I say a little from column A, a little from column B?
Well, no. Now I've got dog steroid in my body.
Yeah.
I'm filled with dog steroid now. Yes, I have itchy skin also, but it's not the proper way to go about it.
What have you got poking out the back of your pants? Why is that wiggling? You're growing a tail, mate.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Fun fact. Yeah, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
It's not even fun anymore.
It isn't fun anymore.
Yeah, can you mix it up?
Felt a little bit deflating.
Yeah.
I tried to mix it up with a little bit of a tone change.
Yeah, I did
just
at
like
the start.
Through it. I was like, a little bit, let's be a little bit playful with it.
Yeah,
you know, just a little bit.
I think we have to go back to me trying to like
distract you. Yeah, distract me. Yeah.
There you go. See, it's already working.
Yeah. Fun facts for today. In Japan, less than 10% of adoptions are of children. Over 90% are adult males aged 20 to 30. Now, I believe that I've heard this before. I believe that's because corporations adopt the people that work for them. So if you work for Mitsubishi, Mitsubishi adopts you. I don't know how it works.
Right.
It's a legal thing over there, but that's
that's okay. That is
there,
a fun fact.
I believe so. According to a happiness expert, women who are unmarried and childless are the happiest subgroup of the population as a whole.
Yeah.
And I would believe that.
Hmm.
Okay, another one. Now, this one's relevant for you. The more you spend on an engagement ring, the more likely you are to get divorced. That's why Carly and I have lasted so long. And you guys are going to be fine.
We're fine. We're all good.
Here's a little animal one. Oh, it's insects. Spiders can have arachnophobia.
Oh, get out.
And that, isn't that so relatable?
That's so cute.
I mean, it's just like humans being afraid of other humans.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
This year, New Zealand's Bird of the Year was won by a bat.
Do you know what? I saw this, and my fellow ornithologists, not very excited.
Not happy about that. No, of course they wouldn't.
A lot of chat in the group.
Very particular, the ornithologists. Ornithologists. Mm. The Kent town of Sandwich in the UK is 2.5 miles from a place called Ham. So you can pop into Ham and then duck over to Sandwich.
Yeah, I love that.
Since hibernation is finally, this one is for you specifically.
Okay.
And you'll be able to personally relate to this. Mm. Since hibernation is not sleep, animals emerge from hibernation sleep deprived and tired. Therefore, animals that hibernate come out of hibernation periodically in order to get some sleep. And I feel like that's just you of an afternoon.
What do you mean? So they don't sleep during hibernation. No, so they're just kind of resting.
Yeah, well, when they hibernate, they essentially turn off, but it doesn't count as sleep.
No, what else is there to do?
While they're hibernating?
Yeah.
Well, no, they're switched off.
Oh, no batteries.
No, they're not recharging their batteries.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
It's like they're switched off but not plugged into the wall.
Remember how, you know, on the Game Boys, how, you know, the batteries don't work, so you open them up and you just give them a bit of a turn?
Spin them around? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do at home.
Yeah.
For myself.
Spin your batteries. Do you do it? You spin in your own batteries or someone's spinning batteries for you?
That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun fact.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
So a while ago I brought to the table a question about washing my hands.
Yes.
It was a bit polarising.
Mm-hmm.
And I even copped feedback off air about it.
Oh.
And it was, if I'm washing dishes, realise I need to go to the toilet and I go do number ones and then come back.
Or number twos, I think it was.
Was it? Do I need to wash my hands before I put my hands back into the sink, which is full of soapy water?
Yeah.
And because I think no, obviously not, because it's all soapy water.
And the answer is, of course you do.
Says you, and says actually a lot of other people, to be fair. But I have a follow-up question, because, right, I was bathing India the other day, and I went to the toilet. Her mum had put her in the bath.
Yes.
And then I walked straight in.
Mm.
And I was like, sink's there, bath's there. All right, I'll go to the bath. And I just bathed her.
Okay, so you're treating your child like a dirty plate.
What?
Essentially. You're like, it's all water.
It's all water, mate.
It's all fine.
It's all water.
What did you do in that little trip to the bathroom? Just wondering.
Just number ones. So, and so this is where I'm kind of going with it. To be fair, probably 80% of the water in that bath was water.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm just using a bit of uric acid there to wash my hands. My question for you is, in this day and age, in the world we live in now, does the old rule stand with washing your hands, which is number ones is water and number twos is soap, or... Has that changed?
What are you talking about? Okay, this is what I don't get with guys as well, right? At least with girls, we can go without having to hold on to anything.
Oh, mate, I can go without having to hold on to anything.
No, I know. I've seen you try before and it just goes everywhere.
Oh, it depends if you're tickling me at the time or not. It's not fair if you're tickling me.
The thing is, we don't have to do that, okay? Yes, we need toilet paper to pat dry. And you don't need toilet paper, but you have your hands on the implement the whole time. That is the gross thing. Yes, the liquid is also gross, but just the touching of the implement is enough that needs hand washing.
Yeah, so I'm saying wash your hands. Don't be an animal. Wash your hands. But
you don't even wash your hands.
I do.
You're just like whatever body of water is around. You know, whether it's sink related, maybe it's rainwater.
What does
maybe
Jimmy James do when he's peeing in public? What about that?
I don't know. You speak to him.
Are you then holding his hand?
Mate, you know that I have hand sanitizer on me at all times.
So you're saying... Because I'm not really following.
Yeah.
You're saying that no matter what you're doing, ones or twos, you got to use soap when you're washing
hands. Yes, of course.
Why?
It's the rule. I don't make the rule. We're living in a society, man. Are you telling me
it's never been the rule before?
So you went to the toilet before. You ran to the toilet before. Yep. And now you've come back and you've been touching all the buttons.
I washed my hands.
What? Oh, you did number two.
No, I did number one.
Hang on a minute.
I washed my hands.
That doesn't make any sense. You washed it with water. So yeah. You splashed your hands. You didn't wash your hands. The art of washing.
I went like this
no,
in the water.
That doesn't make any. Why are we all using soap then? If water cleans, that negates the use of soap, doesn't it?
No, but it's only if you do number twos that you need
no,
soap.
No, it doesn't. Oh my God.
I don't know about this. I think the old rule is still true.
There's no rule.
Rings true.
There's no.
Wash your hands for number ones with soap for number twos. Sabrina in Ocean Grove, help us out with this one. Is the old rule stand, you need to have soap at all times or just for number twos?
Sorry, Tom, I'm with Loggy on this one.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. So first of all, you're absolutely right, Loggy. If someone's been touching their implement, they need to use some soap.
Thank you.
Also, let's consider that someone was there before you. Maybe they did number twos and then they touched the button and they touched the door handle. And then they left, and you've just touched the button in the door handle, so it might not be you.
That's what your elbow's for, Sabrina.
Is that how you hold on to your implement? Just bend down.
Both elbows.
That's not what they mean when they say that, Tom.
Sorry about that visual there, Michelle from Hamlin Heights. What do you reckon?
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm with Luggy.
Oh, thank you.
You've got to wash your hands, mate.
Soap? With soap?
Yeah, with soap. Both times.
I've got before.
You've got no idea who's touched what, and then you're touching it, and hello.
What about if I'm in a rush?
Oh, you're going to get thrushed. That's what you're going to get. If you keep going with that business. Olivia in Nor Lane, do you have to wash your hands with soap every time, or you like Tom and just gross?
No. Definitely have to use soap. You can't just wet them.
Okay, thank God. This is really good.
Mate.
We're all living in a great society.
Back in the day, I was always taught you wash your hands when you go to the toilet, and if it's number twos, you use soap.
No. Do you know what? I must say, all females at the moment, okay?
Yeah. True.
Maybe this is a male thing.
Okay, let's find out. Scott in Highton, wrap this up for us, mate. Do you need to use soap on your hands when you're washing after number ones, or is it just number twos?
I think it's all the time, mate, especially during the pandemic. I'm the owner of a local handmade soap business.
Okay. Cheeky plugs.
You've
got to use soap for everything, soap. He says.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely have to wash your hands every time.
Yeah.
Use Lather-Lust. It's the best.
What's it called?
Lather-Lust.
Lather Lust. It sounds a bit sexy to me. It sounds like you've gone out of soap and into
oil. Kind of. Grease me up.